Please pray with me. Dearest Father, though we are not worthy, but by the grace that Jesus did on the cross, we are forgiven. Lord, now please put the words in my mouth and on my heart that you want them to hear, to guide them forward. And Lord, we pray that one day soon that this sanctuary be filled with new believers and worshipers coming before you to give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, we just celebrated the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it was a wonderful day. But now, as we look back where we can see the entire picture, we can look all the way back into Leviticus chapter 16, starting at verse 3. Thus shall Aaron come to the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. And then it goes forward and explains. The high priest was chosen by lots, and he wore the same outfit that a gardener wears. He wore a pair of trousers because in those days the Jews did not wear underwear. But going into the holy place, God wanted him to wear underwear. And these clothes he wore was brand new linen clothes, snow white, and they looked like petal pushers that a woman wore. He wore a tunic, but it just went down to his hips. Usually they wore full-length robes, and he wore a sash around his waist, made also from linen. He wore a small turban on his head. And the funny thing was, they took a rope and they tied it around his ankle. Because when he went into the Holy of Holies, if he was with sin, God would strike him dead. Now, inside the Holy of Holies is one piece of furniture. As I showed the children, it was the Ark of the Covenant. And that Ark of the Covenant was a wooden box about that long, about that deep, and about that high. It had rings on both sides so a pole could carry it, because no one was allowed to touch it. There was two eagles, better described as angels, sitting on the top, one at one side and one at the other. And in the center was the mercy seat. Now this Ark of the Covenant was completely covered in gold, inside and out. And it was the Lord's throne on this earth. Now inside, there were some special things. The Ten Commandments, the two stones that drew the Ten Commandments on them. There was a golden bowl filled with manna. And there was also a section of Aaron's staff, which was cut from an almond tree. And at one time it was stuck in the ground. And therefore it grew almonds. 50 years after it was cut down. Now, the high priest would go inside, probably very gingerly, because he didn't want to get struck down. And he had a bowl filled with the bullock's blood, and he would dip his fingers into it, and seven times he would put it on the mercy seat. And then he would face the Ark of the Covenant and back out. And our precious Lord Jesus, after his crucifixion, he was laid into Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, which was Mary's uncle. Mary's mother was a Levite and from the priest family. Mary's father was from the king family. And Joseph of Arimathea was Anne's younger brother. Now, you have the picture. And on that tomb that Jesus laid, if you go into John 1, it says that Jesus is the Word of God, just like the Ten Commandments. They were the Word of God, and they still are. Now, the manna in the bowl, if you go into John 6, it said that Jesus is the bread from heaven. Then if you look, Jesus was killed on that cross. And yet, just like that staff that Aaron carried, he arose from the dead. All this was pictures of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you look at Jesus' body laying on that slab, in John 20, when Mary Magdalene looked inside that tomb, what did she see on the slab that Jesus was laid on? There was an angel sitting at the head, and there was an angel sitting at the foot of that slab. And Jesus bled on that slab 7 times. From his head where the crown of thorns were, from his side where he was speared, from his back that was so bloody, from the scourging that he took for us, for our sins, and for wellness, from his 2 hands and his 2 feet. So all this is a perfect picture of Jesus Christ and the Ark of the Covenant. Now there was also a story of the scapegoat. 2 people gave the priests 2 goats less than a year old. They cast lots again to see which would be the one that was sacrificed to God and which one would bear the sins of Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem is called the City of Peace, but it's not very peaceful now. They're in constant turmoil there. They've been that way for thousands of years. But when Jesus comes back again, it will be the City of Peace. Jerusalem is the city of. Shalom is peace. So then it will be the City of Peace. And God's going to bring a temple down from heaven. And Christ is going to sit on the throne of David in that new temple. Now, the second goat, they had bronze tags. They took the goat that the high priest, when he drew lots, they took him in the temple, burned him as a sacrifice to God, just as Jesus was The other one, the high priest would lay his hands on that goat's head and transfer all the sins for the people onto that goat's head. And they would lead him out into the wilderness and turn him loose. And they put red cords around the necks of the two goats. And they took a third red cord and they nailed it up on the door of the temple. And when that red cord turned white, they knew their sins were forgiven. But the cords faded from the sun. But they believed that. Now those three red cords reminds me of the time of Christ when there was three crosses on Calvary. The center cross was for God so he could forgive us of our sins. The cross of the guy who blasphemed Jesus was for Satan. The other cross, just like the cord that was nailed to the door of the sanctuary, he turned around and said to Jesus, "Please forgive me, because I'm a sinner." And Jesus said, "This day you shall be with me in paradise." Just like anybody here that has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we will be with him in paradise when we leave this earth. And if there's anybody here that has not accepted Jesus, please come forward when we're through, when they're playing the last and final song, to take Jesus as their Lord and Savior so we can all be to heaven in God's glory. And one other thing, worship Jesus because he is the one we've waited for from way back. The serpent on the staff was a perfect picture of Jesus Christ on the cross. He took all the sins from all generations, from all people. And he climbed on that cross just like the serpent on the staff. He became sin for us. And yet he lived a perfect life. But if he would have sinned one thing, he wouldn't have been worthy. But because his perfect life, he was the perfect sacrifice. So as you leave church today, remember one thing. This is a two-trip program. Jesus came and went back to heaven. Jesus is coming again. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the lion and the lamb. The lion character refers to his second coming. The lamb character refers to his first coming. The lion is symbolic of his majesty. The lamb symbolizes his meekness. As a lion, he is sovereign. As a lamb, he is the Savior. As a lion, he is a judge. As the lamb, he is judged. The lion represents the government of God. The lamb represents the grace of God. And just remember, John 3:16, for God so loved this world, he gave his only son, so that we might live. God bless you. Dearest Father, Lord, we pray for this church, that it might grow. And if anybody here is sick, let him come up and be blessed. In James 5, it says, if you are sick, go to an elder of the church, have him anoint you with oil and pray over you, and you shall be well. And Lord, if anybody has problems in their home or family, let him come up. And we can pray for them. In Jesus' name we pray.